Hi, it's me. Let's talk about boys and the type of boys I want right now. Okay, so a little backstory. I am drunk, as you can probably tell. I'm drunk and I'm horny as fuck, but I can't record like an actual audio because I usually record my audios in my closet, right? And my closet is a fucking mess right now because I did my laundry. I didn't want to fold. I just kind of left it all there. Don't worry about it. But anyway, so my porn closet is kind of occupied right now, so I can't risk moaning too loud and like getting caught by like roommates and shit. And also, this is kind of like the peak hour for my upstairs neighbors to either play bowling like on the floor. I don't know what the fuck they're doing, but it's always so fucking loud at around this time. So and when that happens, I have to like do another take, or like I'm gonna get frustrated, so I'm just gonna do like a fun ramble, you know. I'm just describing to you guys what kind of boy is I want. Or girls too. Yeah, I take a girl. Fuck yeah, sure. Why not? Let's do it all. I'm an equal opportunity ass bitch, okay? Like, I don't discriminate. Boys, girls, let's go. Let's get it on. Okay, so let's start with boys. So in my last drunk ramble, I talked about wanting, like, really liking sleepy, kind of tired boys. And I don't know why, but some people understood that as B likes sleeping boys. And I just would like to clarify that B does not like sleeping boys. B likes sleepy boys. Sleepy, but awake, alert, and able to consent. Thank you. Be like consenting voice. I don't know what it is about boys that are sleepy. They're just like, I want to take care of them. I want to be like, why are you so sleepy? You know, I want to just be like, all right, then just lie down, relax, and just let me ride the fuck out of you. You know, do you ever feel like that? Boys, girls, maybe, I don't know who's listening to this. You know what I mean? When they're just, like, you know when someone is, like, really horny, but they're just, like, so tired. They're like, oh my god, I don't have the energy to, like, have sex. And I was like, alright, cool, then just let me do the work. And you can just lie there. And it's kind of, it's, like, a great view, too, because you're kind of just, like, on top of them. And they're just, and you can see kind of like with each thrust that they're getting kind of like more relaxed, I guess. Is that weird? That's not weird, right? But yeah, it's weird too, because I was thinking about if I could have like the perfect audio or the perfect kind of experience. And it could be, like, anything, you know, just think of it as if you're in, like, Inception. So it's, like, anything can happen type of shit. Like, I really like switchy boys. I didn't just realize that, I guess. But it's, like, I do love my subs. Yes. I'm more of a dom than a sub, absolutely. But nothing drives me, like, more wild than when, like, guys do unexpected shit, you know, when they've just been like subby like the whole night, and then suddenly like he just like pins you like against the wall, and it's that kind of vibe that's like, I want you here right now type of shit. And you're just like, ooh, okay, I see you, sure, fucking take me, you know what I mean? Yeah, like I really like being surprised like that, I think, with and then like vice versa too, if they've been like a dom and then suddenly, you know, they melt into like a puddle in my hands, and I'm like, such delicious, delicious sounds when boys turn into just a puddle in my head. You know what I mean? It's a great experience. It's so much fun. Yeah, I want to have that kind of experience more often. Guys, please, let me break you. What's the problem here? Okay, so talking about like audios that I really enjoy. So I think I talked about Chiabatta Queen's script, Keeping My Distance Didn't Work, Let's Bang It Out, and how I thought like the guy character there is so hot. And I think I understood why. So like the guy in that character is definitely like a switchy type of dude, right? So like at first it's kind of this called like cold, distant type of guy that just, okay, like I know that like those are not great guys for relationships, but do you ever like look at someone who's such a fucking asshole that you just want to like sit on his face to like shut him up? Do you know what I mean? Like when you're just like, oh my god, this guy is talking so much, I want to shut him up with my pussy. You know? When you're just kind of like, ugh, let's see what you can say when your mouth is busy pleasuring me. You know? Like, yeah, so the guy character in that script, like, he was such a fucking dick. And that is such a challenge, and I really like that aspect, because I do like subby boys, but I still like it to be a, like a little bit of a challenge, where, so you know, like I like it when a dude just like a little gives me a little bit of a challenge, you know. I'm a competitive bee, so I like a little bit of a challenge. But then in the middle there's like a confession thing that drives me wild, where it's kind of like, this is why I've been like avoiding you and shit, and it turns, you know, sweet and just, yeah, I really like that. And there's a lot of like backstory and shit where it's kind of like, you know, why he became so like cold and distant. I really like that script a lot. So yeah, I think in my audios I like switchy boys. I like a lot of backstory. I like a lot of like relationship building, because I feel like even in audios and in real life, it's when I can connect with someone, it's so much hotter. Yeah. Oof. But also, I think let's throw in some girls in here. So, for girls, I like to be subby. I like a bad bitch who knows how to control me. You know, because there are definitely times where I see a really hot girl and I'm like, I don't know if I want to be her or if I want her to fuck my brains out. You know, like I really, even with boys, I feel like I don't mind submitting at all, unless they know what they're doing. Because I have this toy that basically it's controlled with an app, right? So before quarantine, I got the toy because I was kind of like seeing this guy, and it, like, things just started to get like intimate. But then, you know, obviously like the lockdown happened, and so I kind of panic bought this toy that can be controlled by an app. And so one day we were on like video chat, and I also have the toy like in me, and he was ready with the app, and for some dumb fucking reason he thought it would be fun or funny, I don't know, to like just see how fast it can go. It was kind of like a let's play around with it. I was like, sir, that is my vagina, like don't stop doing that, you know, like you gotta like build it up. know? And it was such a sad experience, I guess, because, like, that is such a subby thing for me to, like, do, right? Because, like, it's literally just, like, all right, like, my fucking whole, like my fucking, like, orgasm is in your hands, basically. Like, you can do whatever the fuck you want to me. It's, like, the ultimate control type of shit. And it's very disappointing when it's someone who doesn't know how to give me that good, you know? So yeah, I haven't used that since. Maybe I should. I gotta pick them better, I think. Yeah. So yeah, in conclusion, switchy voice that has a lot of depth and backstory, maybe a little bit, like, competitive and, like, challenge me a little bit, you know, like a little teasy, like, oh, let's see if you can break me, that type of shit, because I will, like, I can and I will. That's all, that's what I'm going to say. Thank you. Yeah. And if it's girls, you gotta know what you're doing, and you, I love a bad bitch who knows how to control me, you know? This bad bitch has turned me on. Yeah. I think I was thinking about this, like, yesterday. What is the sexiest, like, part of the body for a man? That's not, like, his dick, obviously, but for me, I don't know if I've said this before, like, I really like guys with, like, broad, like, chest. Yeah, because I like cuddling, and I like using a dude's, like, chest as my pillows, and, like, I need a good surface area, you know. And then for girls, probably, like the back of the, like, waist when it, like, curves, you know what I mean? Ugh, I love it. Ugh, love a thick bitch, you know, because, like, girl skin is just so, like, soft, and I love, like, running my hands, like, down their back, and, you know, when the ass, like, meets the back, that, like, curve there. And just kind of like, oh, that's your back, and then, like, it like gets there, and I was like, ooh, what's that? And I was like, oh, you go, you thick bitch, you know. Does that make sense at all? I hope it does make sense. So yeah, that is all for me. I will probably take one more shot and then go to bed if I can. Yeah. Hope this was fun. So yeah. Cool. Bye.